Welcome to the Powered Services Podcast, your go-to source for all things MSP. Each episode, we're diving deep into the world of MSPs, exploring cutting-edge solutions, strategies, and insights that empower you to supercharge your services. Join us as we connect with industry experts, thought leaders, and tech visionaries who are reshaping the managed services landscape. Plug in, power up, and prepare to elevate your MSP game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Dan Tomaszewski.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Powered Services Podcast. Super excited to have you guys all with us today as we've got a special episode. And I am honored to have back with me, returning, it's probably a good third time, I think, right? Third or fourth?
I think so. It's been a few, man. Good to see you, Danny.
Yeah, nice to see you. And we have Fred Vicola on with us today. I wanted to bring Fred on because, look, DattoCon just happened last week. All kinds of announcements and things took place. And I want to make sure that we can dive into a few of them and really have a good conversation. So thanks for being on, Fred, and willing to take on some of these questions with me.
Dan, thanks for having me, man. I love what you're doing with this podcast. I remember when you first started it, and you got like 7,000-8,000 people now downloading it and watch it. It's insane. So it's congratulations. It's super cool to see.
Yeah, well, we're getting there. We're going to keep growing it. So let's have some fun today and talk about it. One of the messages I wanted to get in with you about right out of the gate is, you know, you talked about, you know, how MSPs are undervalued. Can you talk about that? Because I really think I heard so many people talking about that at DattoCon. Yeah. And I think it's a great message to kind of bring to the audience.
Yeah, I'll run through it, Dan. And if I start getting boring or if your audience starts hating this, you can just give me a heads up to go along. But this is something I feel really passionate about. And it's the reason why I chose to do Kaseya or take over Kaseya a decade ago. So we've been on DattoCon this year and Connect a couple months prior has really been the culmination of like 10 years of work, effort, thought, engineering, all kinds of stuff. Here is the view of the world, Dan, that really summarizes what we're talking about. Small to mid-sized businesses, the customers of MSPs, companies of maybe 2,000 employees or less, really the majority of SMBs are 25 to 500 employees. They're making up the majority of economic growth in the Western world. The growth. They're making up the majority of new job expansion. And the reason for it's very simple. The technology, the business, and the industrial systems that run small to mid-sized businesses, it's gotten very advanced. They've gotten the capabilities that the enterprise used to have, and they've come downstream to small to mid-sized businesses. So if you go back to like the 90s and 2000s, the productivity gain that Fortune companies experienced, particularly American and Western European Fortune companies, was staggering. It really created another revolution of successful enterprise companies. It was for a while, the Japanese companies and other parts of the world overtook the US and Western European companies in terms of efficiency and productivity. Well, the technology revolution or the digital transformation of the 90s and 2000s changed that. And the productivity measures were unbelievable. And the more productive workers are, the better off an economy is, right? Simplistic way of thinking about it, but it's true. Well, those applications, whether they're business applications or industrial applications, they have now been, they've come downstream so SMBs can use them and they can leverage them. So SMBs, small to mid-sized businesses, can now compete globally with big brands and Fortune companies. So that's what's driving the second phase of economic growth that we've seen in the last 25 years. It's SMBs because they're able to leverage the power of those apps. Now, because those applications are so damn important, those applications need to be always available and always secure, right? And these small to mid-sized businesses don't have giant IT departments like the enterprise does. They have MSPs.
Right.
So MSPs are literally the most important factor at keeping the economic engine that North America, Latin America, Western Europe, and even parts of APAC have been driving with. And that's the SMB growth engine. And it's all the MSPs are the heroes. Now, here's the problem, Dan, or the challenge that we have as an industry. This is what Kasey is trying to solve. Here's a stat for you, which is just unbelievable. I know you know it because we've talked about it before, right? But so your listeners to hear. The average MSP, in the Western world has a 10% profit margin. Some have 30, some have zero, but the average is 10. And when you think about who are the business service providers that the MSP's customers, those SMBs use, they use an MSP. They also use law firms and they also use accounting firms, right?
Yeah.
The profit margin, the average profit margin of a law firm is 40%, 40. The average profit margin of an accounting firm is in the mid 30s. So here's the reality. The MSP, which undoubtedly is the most important and critical service provider, not only for the small to mid-sized businesses, but for our economy. They're running at 10% profit margin, or a third to a fourth of what the law firms and the accounting firms that serve the same damn customers. And that's bad. That's risky. Because a 10% profit margin business doesn't have a lot of room to invest. They don't have a lot of room to make errors. You know, they're one or two or three customer churns away from maybe going out of business, or, you know, and the technicians and the engineers are overworked, because when you're running a 10% margin, you can't afford to do anything. What we're trying to do at Kaseya and what our Kaseya 365 platform is about is changing the unit economics of the MSP industry. So MSPs look more like a law firm financially, right? We need to get the MSP profit margin to 35, 40% in aggregate as an industry. So the people doing 20 are doing 60 and the people doing zero are doing 40.
Yeah.
We have to do that. And if we do that, the MSPs benefit financially, like there's no tomorrow. Their assets are worth four times as much. The engineers, the technicians that work at MSPs, they're not going to be overworked anymore. And I can't tell you how many engineers and technicians at MSPs I talk to. And these guys are like, I'm doing 15, 16 hour days, 5, 6 days a week. And there's no reprieve from it, because what MSPs do keeps getting harder and harder. And the unit economics are broken. So we're fixing that. And that's what we're about. And that's what Datacom was about. So it's, you know, that's our mission as a company, Dan. And, you know, we're doing that with our K365 platform.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, even the week before in Peer, we were talking about this with some of our members. But that message really hit home with a lot of people. When you talk about the law firm making 40% profits and the accounting firms making 40%.
So Dan, let's say we have Dan and Fred's MSP, right? And let's say we're serving the architecture firm of Detroit, right? Your hometown. And they got 45 employees. What happens if their lawyer takes a month off? Nothing. They're probably happy. If we, their MSP, decide not to do anything for a month, they're done.
Yeah.
Their business is done. Yet that lawyer's making four times the profit margin for every minute they spend there. It's bullshit. It's not intentional. It's not that anyone's trying to slight the MSP. It's just that the industry's foundations are not, they're broken. Here's why they're broken, Danny. MSPs, the typical like P&L of an MSP, right? For every $1 million of revenue, they're spending maybe 60, 65% on labor, 20, 25% on the software and hardware kit to deliver their managed services. Those numbers are crazy. That leaves 10% for profit. The reason that happens is the majority of software and hardware products that MSPs use to deliver their managed services and run their business are point solutions that were not designed for MSPs. They were not designed for the multifunctional technical workflows that MSPs do. They were designed for Citibank. They were designed for, you know, for General Motors, a town of yours down in Detroit, right?
Yeah.
That's what they're designed for. And they're designed in two ways. One is they cost enterprise prices. They, you know, Sentinel One is a great product. Great product. It costs general, it costs what General Motors will pay, as an example. The second thing, and this is probably more important than just the cost, Sentinel One's a great product. Sentinel One's market, or CrowdStrike, or, you know, or Avante, or any of these enterprise-facing products, they're made for the person in the IT department of the enterprise company that all they do all day long is that one function that their product solves. The CrowdStrike team is selling to the group at General Motors that does EDR. At most MSPs in North America, I hate to say all, but most, I don't think that there's a single person whose job is to just do EDR. Veeam, another example, great company, really nice product for virtualized backup. I don't know how many virtualized backup administrators exist in 25, 50, 100, 200, 500 person MSPs. I can tell you Citibank's got about 1,000 of them. So what MSPs have had to do is they've had to build their own stack by piecing together point solutions that were made for the single solution user in the enterprise that don't have any integrations built with them, that don't work together, that don't allow the MSP to build automation. They just don't. And they also cost. They cost a lot. They cost a lot of money.
Right.
What we're doing with Kaseya 365, Dan, is we've changed that. We include everything that the MSP needs in this platform. We charge one third as much as the MSPs are paying for the single point solutions that they use. And here's the magic of it. Because we own all the kit, right? Because we own it, we're able to build meaningful integrations at the application layer inside of our products. You can't integrate two products from two vendors in a meaningful way if you don't own the actual software, because you can't make changes that impact workflow. And then that integration allows AI to come and power those integrations to make them automations. And we're able to automate upwards of 3/4 of what MSPs do. It's super cool.
That's awesome.
We launched Kaseya 365 User at DataCo. Kaseya 365 User is the second iteration of 365. This includes everything needed to prevent, respond, and recover to threats to users, to their identity, and to their data. Right? Add that into Kaseya 365 Endpoint, which we released in Las Vegas in, I think, May, which is everything that you need to manage, secure, and backup an endpoint. That's the majority of what MSPs are doing.
Yeah.
And not only is it cheaper, it's fully automated. And I'm going to give you one example of automation, Dan, and for people to hear this, because this is super cool. In Kaseya 365 User, we have an automation that we call Drop a Fish. We're cheesy. We give names to our automation, right? Because that's who we are. My dog is the AI engine that builds all the stuff, and my dog likes to name the automation. Right? Cooper AI engine produces it. But this is super badass. So if you think about security awareness training, and you think about security simulations and how that works, most MSPs, hopefully, are doing at least once a year, preferably once a quarter, security awareness training for their customers, employees, right? And they're probably going to run a simulation after, you know, a couple hours or a couple days or even weeks after the security awareness training to simulate a threat and make sure that people paid attention in the awareness training program, right? They also have, hopefully, deployed at their customer locations, like anti-phishing or anti-ransomware kinds of technologies. Now, or end-user security products, how's that for another way of saying it?
Yeah.
Now, when you run a simulation, the MSP has to configure not just a security awareness training product, make sure it's talking to the end user security product. So the security product doesn't flag the simulation as something bad, right? You don't want to do that, because if they flag it as something bad, then you're kind of telling the user, hey, like, don't do this. You defeats the purpose of the simulation. That's like 4 hours of work. If you're using like a KnowBefore or another great product for security awareness training, and a Mimecast or Proofpoint or something for you know, anti-phishing or email security, it takes 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, a long time to do that. Not only that, then you got to remember to unconfigure it when you're done. A lot of people, what I've heard a lot of MSPs tell me is they just turn off their email security for the time of the simulation in its entirety. That's really risky.
Yeah.
So they work around that problem. Well, that's a problem because, you know, then you're opening a window where you have no security protection. So in our platform, it's one button and that process is done. Our email security product recognizes that it's a simulation that's coming, and it will not flag the simulation because it's the same product. So that's an example of a workflow automation that we provide. And there's hundreds of them. And, you know, we think things like that combined with the price are allowing MSPs to operate at a much, much better level.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the drop of fish. I remember having at my MSP how much time we spent on security awareness training. So that one hits home because we were spending hours in having to go through all the filters and whitelist, and to hit one button, it would have been a dream. So, you know, another
maybe you should go back to being an MSP, man. You can take the software with you and run with it, Danny.
I got the insider secrets now. I think I could do it, and I could do it a lot more profitable. You know, but looking at some of this stuff, I mean, there was a lot of buzz, you know, about the Kaseya 365 user. And just now, like you mentioned, there's the endpoint, there's user. It's all the things an MSP needs to be able to go out there and do, you know, do their work. But you also mentioned, or not mentioned, you announced at the show the acquisition of SaaS Alerts as another big reveal. How does that play into, you know, the Kaseya 365, but just helping MSPs efficiency?
Yeah, so SaaS Alerts, you know, Chip, the founder, and Jimmy Lippi, good friend of mine as well, they've done just a great job with this business. So SaaS Alerts, as you know, and maybe your listeners know or don't know, it's a new category of technology, right? These Chip and Jimmy were really smart. They built something which is called cloud detection and response. And the easiest way for me to articulate that is to think about it's EDR is to an endpoint what CDR is to a user. Right? You know, users are accessing all kinds of SaaS applications, not just, you know, M365, but a myriad of SaaS apps. And CDR monitors their all the patterns and what's happening and make sure that there's no threats attacking. It's brilliant. And that business has exploded. I'm sure most of your listeners, you know, here in the channel, you've seen them, heard them, whether you've adopted them yet, adopted it yet or not, you soon will. So we bought them because it's something that we believe is required. It's required for best practices in security management. And we included it for free in Kaseya 365 user. The reason we did that is, again, because MSPs should be doing it. It's not cheap. Nothing is cheap, right? Maybe it runs like a dollar a user out, I think, or 80 cents a user, or $1.20 a user, in that range, depending on volume. You know, if you have 15 things at $1 a user, you're paying $15 a user for your user-based security. Like, it just, this shit just adds up. And our job is to knock it out. So I'm super proud of the fact that we bought SaaS Alerts. And I think it's an amazing company with some amazing engineering and product work. And it's already integrated into Kaseya 365 user, and we include it for free. It's something everyone should do.
That's awesome. You know, but another big announcement that you talked about, some exciting news around backup at the show. And I think for a lot of folks, I mean, you always hear about how can we be better at selling backup? How do we get better profit margins around it? And just really having that, it's complex, but, we're tackling that in a different way. Can you kind of talk us through what we talked about at DattoCon around that?
Yeah. So we have something called the Partner First Pledge, and we announced the Partner First Pledge at our Kaseya Connect conference, Connect Global in Las Vegas in May. Same time we announced Kaseya 365 endpoint. The idea around the Partner First Pledge is to cut through kind of the BS and marketing stuff. Is we are a company that is all about MSPs and them being successful. Now, like any company, we've made mistakes. And we do things sometimes for good intentions, but they end up not happening the way that we want. So we wanted to be very clear and listen to the feedback that our partners have been giving us about a couple of key things. And that's where we came up with like a price lock guarantee. I think we're the only company in the channel that commits to keeping their prices low. Like, it's pretty cool. A catastrophic loss where, you know, if an MSP loses a customer that makes up a big portion, you know, their business, we work with them not to hold them accountable to their financial obligations, and just things that are common sense things to try to be a good partner. And we looked at our partner first pledge, and at DattoCon, we released another aspect of it. But this pledge isn't just about sharing in the risk of our partners, right? The partner first pledge started as, how do we demonstrate to our partners that we are contractually willing to share in their risk in their business, right? A good partnership is one where when things are good, everyone's happy, but when things get tough, people stick by you. So how do we show that we can do that in a commercially responsible way? And we've done some of that. Now we said, well, how do we help an MSP grow? You know, part of our pledge to our partners is not just sharing the risk, not just change the unit economics so, you know, you guys can really rock it, but how do we help you grow? How do we help MSPs powered by Kaseya have 90% market share in the communities they serve? So we started looking at it, and then we talked to a lot of MSPs, and here's the feedback we got, Danny. The feedback was backup. By the way, we're the largest backup provider by far in the channel, by far. Close to $1 billion of ARR in backup. So you look at our business, it's huge. So we know a lot. And what MSPs are telling us is backup is a big piece, the biggest piece in many cases, of their financial contractual deals with their customers. And a lot of people said, I think the data came back, 1/3 of MSPs said they don't feel that they are good enough or they have enough knowledge to convince their customers about proper BCDR implementations, what they should be doing. That's a problem, right? Because as we all know, a lot of SMBs, you know, they're not always the most technically astute folks, and they don't always want to do what the MSP tells them. And as much as we love our MSPs, they're technicians, they're not sales folks, right? The second thing we heard from 2/3 of our MSPs is that backup, they don't know if backup is profitable for them. They don't know if they have the right backup architecture, if they're charging the right way, if they're deploying it. They just weren't sure. Now, we heard that and we're like, well, how can we help? And so we decided to build upon the powered services that you and some of the folks built, you know, over the last 6 years, 7 years, actually longer than that, Danny. You probably started doing that a long time ago. But build upon the powered service idea and create something called a backup concierge. And then we started really looking at what that could be and talking to a bunch of our council advisors and MSPs. And this sounded like a really good idea. So here's what we're doing. This is no charge to the MSP. We'll never charge an MSP for it. Every MSP, partner of Kaseya, will have by the end of February, in North America, it'll be the end of this calendar year, 2024, in case someone's listening to this in 2025, a dedicated backup concierge to work with you to help make sure, to help you in your selling efforts, in your pricing, your configuration efforts, every one of your customers, to make sure that you don't have customers or the MSP doesn't have customers that aren't properly backing up and protecting their environment and they're willing to pay for it. The second thing is to work with the MSP to make sure that they understand their internal financials, that the technical architectures are right, that they're charging the right amount, or that they're not over-servicing and undercharging or vice versa. Because backup can be complicated. It can be very complicated. So that's a big announcement. It's a big investment on our part. We're looking at a couple of 100 dedicated backup concierges to be in the organization by the end of February. That's not cheap. And it's something that we think will, obviously it'll pay dividends for Kaseya, but, you know, to be very blunt, our business is so correlated to the success of our partners. It really is. I mean, it's, if you're to look at when we do well, when we don't do well, It is so correlated with our partners. Anything that we invest to make our partners more successful, selfishly, it drives our financial benefit as well. So this is kind of a no-brainer. You know, we talked to the board about it. They jumped on it. It's a great idea. So we're pretty pumped about this. And, you know, this is going to be really interesting to see how much this helps our partners and how further this changes the financial landscape and the operational landscape of our partners. Again, when the MSP technicians and engineers are overworked, they quit, they don't want to be there. It's MSPs don't add new customers because their engineers are overworked. You know, it's something we're looking to fix.
Yeah, as we wrap this up, because there's been a lot of stuff that's been great. I mean, the announcements and the buzz. But I think there's two things that I kind of want to ask that you can maybe wrap us up on is, you know, look, we're coming to the end of the year. You know, 2025 is coming up for us. What do you think's in store for MSPs in 2025? But I want to add a little bit of a spin to that. You know, what does that look like if you're an MSP powered by Kaseya? I've heard you say that a couple of times, but what does that mean if I'm an MSP that is powered by Kaseya and looking into 2025?
Here's what you can expect in 25. A couple more acquisitions, a couple of new capabilities into Kaseya 365 that will not be charged for. I think that MSPs powered by Kaseya can expect there are going to be two more big drops of announcements, one in the February timeframe and one at our conference in May. They will both be equally industry changing. Our mission's really simple, dude. We just want MSPs to get the respect they deserve, the recognition they deserve, and the financial rewards, you know, that come along with that. We got to change this industry, not just because we're going to make money doing it, or we're going to help MSPs make money, or we're going to help MSP engineers, you know, have better lives. If the MSP community overall doesn't, if it fails, it hurts our nation. It hurts the whole Western world. And that's a pretty cool mission. I got to be honest, like, it's a banging mission. It's cool to be a software guy that, in addition to liking to build, like, I'm a nerd. We like to build cool stuff, but we're also like actually helping people, you know, it's super cool. And I think you're going to see a lot more of that. And MSPs powered by Kaseya by the end of 2025. If we accomplish what we're trying to do, I think it's reasonable to say there will be a very visible demand from small to mid-sized businesses. When they are selecting their service provider, they're going to inquire if that service provider is powered by Kaseya. If they are powered by Kaseya, they will start to see that the brand recognition of powered by Kaseya is going to drive more business to those MSPs. So not only will they be more profitable, have much more automation, but they're going to start to be asked by name. Very similar to when people were shopping for PCs in the 90s, they wanted it to be Intel inside. You know, you're starting to see that same kind of thing happening, and that's a big part of what we're doing. And we're trying to make this community better.
Yeah, that's awesome. And like everything you're talking about, I get to witness it firsthand. You know, running a peer group, you know, one of the things we've seen, MSPs come into the peer group that were 5, 6, 7% net profit and making their kit cost powered by Kaseya. This last quarterly meeting, I saw someone went from a 5.5% to a 22.3%.
That's freaking awesome, dude.
And like
a 5.5% margin business, man, that's so, they lose one customer, they might go out of business.
Exactly. And they did all of that by just changing their kit. They didn't add a single customer in that. Like, so that's really powerful what it's doing to the unit economics for an MSP. And just the stories I heard, even at DattoCon, I heard an MSP say they moved over to Kaseya 365 and they're getting this bigger office. They got more staff. They're going, and the savings that they're doing is paying for their facilities. Like, it's just really awesome to hear the impact that it's having in so many different areas. So,
yeah. And I think we're just scratching the surface of that, because as people adopt Kaseya 365, there's a huge financial savings. Where the larger financial and operational benefit comes is from all of the automation that the AI engine builds into this kit. So, you know, you're seeing things like MSP saying, wow, for the, my engineers can work a 4-day week.
Yeah.
I had an MSP tell me that at DataCon. I was like, I don't know. You know, I'm sure there's more to it than just K365, but like I can give my engineers a 4-day work week and I can split my shifts. And what that's allowed me to do is retain my people. I mean, there's so many ways this benefits the whole freaking industry.
Yeah, you know, awesome.
And like I said in the beginning, Dan, I'm sure we'll make 100 mistakes along the way. You know, I mean, I'm hopefully nothing majorly material, but we'll make mistakes. But we are a 5,400 person organization. We're investing over $1 billion a year into this industry. And I think that kind of scale, I think we're going to leave it a lot better than we got it. And MSP's powered by Kaseya. Hopefully, we'll be running the world.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for coming on and sharing with me. Sounds like I'm going to have you back around the February timeframe to share some more intel and insights. And we'll share some stories, too, about what's happening with Kaseya 365 and some more of the changes we're seeing. And but always, I appreciate you coming on and spending time with all of us.
Dan, thank you. And thanks for what you guys are doing for the community. Obviously, I know you're a part of Kaseya, but you guys kind of run independently. And what you're doing is amazing.
Appreciate
it. Here, Powered Service, it's awesome. So super cool. Look forward to be back.
All right. Thank you. All right, everybody. That's it for this episode of the Powered Services Podcast. Until next time, everybody, have a great day.
And that's a wrap for today's episode of the Powered Services Podcast with Dan Tomaszewski. We hope you're leaving with your mind buzzing with new ideas and strategies to revolutionize your MSP offerings. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights. And join us next time as we continue to decode the complexities of managed services. Until then, keep powering through. And remember, the future of MSP is bright and fully charged. Thank you for listening and stay connected.